Welcome to Directions of the News for Tuesday, March 27th, 2007. This is Joe Francica and Dina Schitzberg of Directions Media. Thanks for joining us. We'll get to the top news of the week shortly, but first a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by ESRI. With ArcGIS 9.2, you can be more productive with GIS and increase access to geographic knowledge within your organization and on the web. Learn more about ArcGIS 9.2 at www.esri.com/directionsmag.
Today we'll discuss an article that appeared last week in Information Week on entitled Maps Meet Mashups. The idea here is that we want to look at some of the issues that were raised in that article. Let's start off with this one quote here. But for full-blown location mashups created by businesses, they were saying that that wasn't that common. In a recent survey, 250 business technology professionals by Information Week, only 7% respondents said that their companies widely use mashup tools. And here's a quote that I want to focus in on today that we'll discuss. It said, businesses have bigger priorities at the moment than worrying how to mash up logistical data or workforce information into a mapping app, says Matt Brown, an analyst with Forrester Research. The key information there to take out is, do businesses really have bigger priorities, and why aren't they using mapping technology? So that's kind of where we want to start today.
Do you think this is valid research? Does that number make sense?
I don't think so, because the article goes on to mention all of these companies, Starbucks, UPS, all of these companies that have been using mapping technology. Some of them are using MapQuest for doing store locators, other than like UPS. In this article, they said that they were playing around with Virtual Earth and Google Earth. And the spokesman said, but the package delivery company isn't quite ready to talk about what kind of location mashups it's developing. Well, hold on a second. I don't know sure who was researching this article, but UPS has been a long-time user of location technology for logistics. They bought a company called RoadNet many years ago, and a guy who's spoken at RLI conference, Len Kennedy, has been the VP over that group. They're well down in the weeds about location technology.
You know, and the other thing I want to raise is the survey that they reference, I believe is the same survey they referenced in another article back in February, which actually has that same 7% number. 54% of companies surveyed aren't even using mashups, and they're widely used at only 7% of companies surveyed. So I think that's not just a geospatial. So
well,
I'm not confident in that number either.
Yeah, I think there's something, even though it was a good overview article of what's happening in business, I don't think the article got at the heart of the issue, which is they wanted to tell folks that, yeah, businesses are using it, but they've got other priorities. I think that that's mainly partly true. And what I'm looking for is, okay, if that's true, if we validate that number, and it does seem like a low number, what is it going to take to get businesses to understand the productivity potential in using location technology? So let me raise one thing. In any major technological breakthrough that translates to a certain level of business productivity, there's always been some catalyst or catalytic event that's necessary. You could look at the early 90s and say that the PCs brought in major productivity into the workforce. I think it's going to be something like that every electronic device we have will be GPS-enabled. That's one thing. The other part of this was cited in that article, was by Jeremy Kreitler of Yahoo Maps, and he said, Yahoo hasn't created its own GPS-enabled applications for mobile phones, but that's mostly a reflection of the low number of GPS phones deployed. And I think that's a really good observation, right? There isn't GPS chips in everything.
We're not there yet. In fact, there's a sidebar to the main article, which is called GPS Mashups Are Going Nowhere, that highlights exactly what they're on about. That, you know, despite quotes, I saw a quote just this morning that 55% of phones in the U.S. are GPS enabled. That's the estimate. I don't believe that. I really don't. So even though there's an awful lot of people who want that to be true and are anxious to get to a point where not only we have GPS but we use it, We're just not there yet.
So look at it this way, too. Again, if we're looking for that catalyst and we say that There was some price point way back in the early 90s for PCs. You know, maybe the price of an Intel chip or an AMD chip started to come down. You will certainly make that argument for GPS chips. In fact, Kanwar Chadha, who's going to be our keynote speaker at LI, has said several times, whereas the cost of the GPS chips may be $10 range, he expects them to come down to the dollar range. And so that is another, you know, indication of what's going to happen in the industry, where the technology becomes so cheap that it'll be in everything.
Okay, well, here's the idea from me of when we'll start seeing that ubiquity. How's this? When the free phone that you get with your service plan comes with a GPS, then we'll be a huge step closer.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yep.
Right now, by default, you don't get a GPS.
Okay, well, that goes back to something we mentioned a couple weeks ago when Apple introduced the iPhone, and there was nothing location-related in that phone. They didn't
right, so
seem
clearly,
like it was
important. For them, that's not a default requirement yet. So you were asking what other things we need to sort of push us forward into using location more. I think we're seeing different organizations trying to push us forward, but maybe what they're doing isn't getting us there quite as quickly as they might hope. For example, back in February, Oracle launched its Web Center suite, which, among other things, is supposed to make it easier to create mashups and work in Web 2.0 environments. And there was very little buzz about that. And I think it's another one of those things where, you know, we really want to take advantage of Web 2.0 and we want our users to, and we're trying to throw out lots of tools and things to push them in that direction, but I'm not sure that the businesses are interested or ready or convinced.
I don't think that there has been a cogent enough argument made to businesses about what they can do. There is all of this stuff out there. There's GPS, there's mashups, there's mashups that you can do with maps. There's all of the things that the OGC is promoting, web feature services. So if you want to drag everything together in total, there's lots of stuff out there, but it's not really packaged in a way that the enterprises can grasp a hold of.
True. I don't think they've found the compelling reason to do it. I mean, we've been talking about the power of spatial and how that can help businesses, certainly for years. We still need to make that argument. And just because we have a new set of tools doesn't necessarily mean that everybody's going to immediately get it.
And so I think you were mentioning some things about, you know, what Yahoo is doing with pipes and the support for GeoRSS. That's more stuff, you know, to know and understand.
Right. And while our community, Mike, is very excited, Google just announced support for GeoRSS and Google Maps this week. We're all abuzz about it. But the implications of that for, you know, an IT director, you know, of an insurance company, that's not going to necessarily make him or her rush out and explore the power of GeoRSS.
Right, not until it's compellingly easy to do. And the one thing I wanted to bring up is something a little bit off the subject of location. I got an email about SAS Analytics having an add-in for Microsoft Office. Now, I'm just wondering whether that's the future of location technology, that we're just looking for an add-in to Microsoft Office or something that makes it easy. Right now, it doesn't seem easy.
That for many people will certainly be enough. There may not need to be a big corporate back end, whether it's built on a mashup or other technology.
We're still trying to educate people how to use a web browser and incorporate RSS feeds, right? We can't even get people to understand what the potential is there.
The other point I think it's valid to raise, too, about this whole Web 2.0 technology is who's going to be providing the services that make it happen? Is it an in-house thing, or is it something that Oracle is going to provide you this toolkit, like the one I just mentioned? Are you going to hire an IBM? Another article talks about how companies, you know, are excited about Web 2.0, but they're really only interested in talking to the big players. They don't want to talk to a lot of the startups where a lot of the innovation is happening, and frankly, those are the people who I suspect are going to have some of the best ideas about how to get the return on investment and the ones that are going to make the compelling arguments. But it sounds like, at least for right now, they're not even interested in talking to them about that. This was a survey of 119 CIOs with more than 500 employees. They basically said, no, we don't want to talk to anybody we haven't already heard of.
This goes to an argument that I had made in editorial, which is when you begin to see the large system integrators get into location technology, that's when perhaps more of the enterprises, the larger companies, will begin to accept and understand what the potential is. But until somebody's there to explain it to them and to implement it, we may not get there yet.
Okay, so what you're saying is some of the work that I described from Oracle, and maybe what we've seen a lot of changes at CH2M Hill in regard to, you know, Web 2.0 technologies, when the insurance company, for example, starts seeing those kind of players being interested in and starting to support that sort of technology, that's when they'll start taking notice?
I've said before that the enterprises will be spatially enabled when some smart DBA understands that Oracle Locator comes free with Oracle databases. And then he's going to go to his boss and say, look at this cool map that I did.
So in a sense, that quote from Matt Brown about businesses have bigger priorities at the moment than mashing up spatial data, maybe it really is a priority, they just don't know it yet.
Well, thanks for joining us for another Directions Media podcast. ESRI would like to remind you that the SaaS Global Forum 2007 will be in Orlando, Florida, April 16th to the 19th. If you plan on attending, please visit the ESRI booth for the latest GIS technology. For more information, visit www.esri.com/directionsmag. Thanks again for tuning in for another Directions Media podcast. Please be sure to tell a friend.